From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
This week we're going to start mellow, but we're going to end really, really rough and raunchy. So who is this that we're listening to real quick?
This is Shanghai. This is a Spanish DJ called B Gun. And Shanghai is the name of his new EP and of the song.
It's very mellow.
It's very, you know, okay, so, you know, you might be aware that I'm slightly afraid of flying an airplane.
Just a little bit. My forearms are still have your fingernail marks.
Felix has actually requested on work trips to not sit next to me.
Oh,
it's
my
very
gosh.
Cruel.
Ugh.
So anyway, I have this playlist that I made, which is songs so that I don't scream and start praying loudly in airplanes. And this is one of the songs that's on there because it's so ethereal. It's like it's floaty. And, you know, I like feeling like I'm floating. Okay, I think we're all warmed up.
Yes, we're all
ready.
Warmed up and we're ready.
We're ready.
We're going to keep going.
We're ready to hit the dance floor, and let's do it with some Argentine cumbia. We recently did a really good show about just the history of cumbia, how popular it is in Latin America. Am I allowed to say it was a really good show? Can I just say that?
Yes, you are, because we got a lot of comments from people all over the place who really enjoyed that overview that we did with Eduardo Diaz from the Smithsonian and brought in all that music. So, yes, you're allowed to say that.
Okay, so the brilliant Jasmine Garst and the fantastic Felix Contreras recently did a wonderful show about cumbia. And we touched very briefly on Argentine cumbia. You know, it sounds very different than a lot of cumbia from the rest of Latin America. It's a lot more chopped and screwed, like very slow and syrupy. And it also has a lot of synthesizers. Anyway, there's been a lot of cool women who get involved in cumbia in Argentina. I'm thinking specifically of the band Cumbia Queers, which is an LGBT-friendly band that has really taken that very macho, sexy element of cumbia and made it their own, kind of mocking it, but kind of just being like, you know what, we're women and we also want to sing about these things in a cumbia song. So along those same lines, this is a band called Los Labios. And this is Papi Swing, or I don't know how to translate that. Daddy Swing, Papi Swing.
Some things you just can't translate.
Si tu papi quiere swing, ven aquí, ven aquí. Si tu papi quieres me, entra aquí, entra aquí. Deja, déjate sentir, piensa en mí, piensa en mí. Es por mí, es por mí. Si tu papi quieres swing, ven aquí, ven aquí. Si tu papi quieres swing, entra aquí, entra aquí. Deja, déjate sentir, piensa en mí, piensa en mí. Si tu cuerpo vibra el swing.
Glad you brought that track in, because that helps me put what I brought in into context. You know, Jasmine, I'm feeling very, very vintage, very retro this week, because I got a very cool stack of CDs with really old music from the 60s and the 70s from various countries in Latin America and South America. And we're going to continue with a cumbia from the 1970s. This is called Lamento en la Selva. This is Juaneco y su Combo from Peru from the 1970s. Thank you. That was Juanico y su combo, and they are from a part of Peru in the Andes that has been considered the birthplace of chicha, or Peruvian cumbia, psychedelic cumbia, and you can hear a lot of those roots. You can hear the guitar, you can hear the cumbia, you can hear all these other outside influences. It's a great album. The album's called The Birth of Jungle Cumbia. This track is called Lamento en la Selva, and here's why. In 1971, there was a jet crash in that area, and it killed 91 people. And some of the people were family members of the band. And then, ironically, 6 years later, after they wrote this song, there was another small plane crash. And
oh,
five,
my God, Felix, what are you doing to me?
Five of the band members of this group died. And so it was sort of prophetic that they wrote this song called Lamento en la Selva. So it was almost like a song for them and a song for their family members. It's,
oh, how sad.
You know, but it also reflects the joy and the life and the attitude toward death that a lot of remote and indigenous cultures have about death. I am alive, I am dead, in both cases I am. So I really like that cut, and I like the story behind it. Even though there's a tinge of sadness to it, it's a fascinating album, Juanico y su combo.
Beautiful. I just love Peruvian cumbia. It's just so beautiful.
Okay, Jasmine, I'm still, while I'm on that vintage sound kick, right? Here's the next track. This is from an album called El Maravilloso Mundo de Abelardo Carbono. Abelardo Carbono was a champeta musician from Colombia in the 80s, champeta being this music from the Pacific Coast that has all these different African influences. The subtitle of the album is called Psychedelia, Afro Roots, and Champeta in 1980s Barranquilla in Colombia. It's a great, great album, a compilation of this amazing music that he made. He's considered the godfather of champeta. Let's hear the track, and we'll talk about what kind of influences you hear in this music.
Jamás hoy habla de guerra, no miremos a parar. Padres se han visto llorar,
llorar, llorar,
entre el humo y la metralla. Madres se han visto llorar,
llorar, llorar,
entre el humo y la metralla. Mientras que hay otros canallas que ríen al disparar, mientras que hay otros canallas que ríen al disparar. necesitamos.
Queremos la paz.
¿Dónde, dónde, dónde está?
Queremos la paz.
Queremos que sea pronto.
Queremos la paz.
Entre hermanos y hermanos debemos amarnos más. No debemos de pelear, nuestra sangre derramar. Entre hermanos y hermanos debemos amarnos más. No debemos de pelear, nuestra sangre derramar. Nuestra sangre derramar, entre hermanos y hermanos, debemos amarnos más, no debemos de pelear, nuestra sangre derramar, queremos la paz,
queremos la paz,
queremos la paz,
queremos la paz,
la necesitamos.
Okay, considering the time stamp on this in the 80s in Colombia, those lyrics are very, very...
Oh, yeah.
They're very touching, very moving.
I mean, he's saying... Peace is ending. Peace on this earth is ending, and men just want peace. I mean, what was happening in Colombia in the 80s, you know?
Lots of violence related to the drug wars, lots of violence related to uprisings and rebellious movements in the country.
Yeah.
There was lots of stuff going on, and this song reflects that. Champeta is from the Pacific Coast. And it's a mix of influences, and it's less Latin, less Cuban, and more African. And in this track, you could hear the African guitar style almost like something you would hear Fela Kuti play.
Absolutely.
Which was a big influence on that part of the country and some of the other songs on the album. The influences are from Kenya, from Congo, even Haiti. It's this really amazing mashup of all these different styles. And this guy was a major example of that style. And like I said, some people called him the godfather of champeta.
I love this, Felix. I love it. You know, and it also reminds me a little of, we've interviewed current bands like Bomba Estéreo, you know? And they're really into rediscovering this kind of sound.
There's so much untapped music and vintage music like that out there. This is from my favorite label, Vampi Soul. They do a great job of putting all this information together in their liner notes so you learn about the music and the artist itself. Again, thanks guys at Vampi Soul. My trio of flashback ends again. We're going back to Peru. This is another great album called Peru Maravilloso, Vintage Latin, Tropical, and Cumbia. Again, it's a compilation of all these different artists from the 60s and 70s. And this song reflects the influences from Cuba, from the U.S., and from England. You're going to recognize the melody. Check it out.
Thank you.
It's like being an anthropologist, you know, you uncover all these different layers of music and then there it is right in front of you, that influence from the British invasion.
What song is that?
I'm sorry. That's a generational thing. I am so sorry. That's from an early Beatles track called I Feel Fine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It says a lot. And there are probably a lot of people out there listening who won't recognize it. But, you know, that's the music of my youth. That's what I grew up with, all of those early Beatles singles. And I just assume that the rest of the world understands where I'm coming from.
No, but it's also something really particular to my upbringing, because I think, you know, when I was growing up, my parents grew up in an era in which, because of politics in Argentina, they didn't really listen to the British invasion. They didn't really listen to English language music, actually. I think my mom at the most listened to like the Mamas and the Papas. But my dad definitely was like, no, you know, Spanish language music. And I think that's something that your parents pass on to you. And yeah, that's really, I mean, thanks. That's really cool.
One of the things that it means is that you have a whole world of Beatles music to discover. All the early stuff, or the early singles, because that is before they got psychedelicized, I guess you could say. And that's when they were just a very popular boy band, believe it or not.
That's so crazy that they were ever a boy band.
That's how they started, with the matching suits and the 2.5-minute songs. They were the ultimate boy band. You know, a lot of the Beatles music is very adaptable to Latin music. I had a band once where we played all Beatles music in Afro-Cuban rhythms. So, and it's a lot of fun to do, and that's why one of the reasons why I played that track. That was Los Ecos from the album Peru Maravilloso, Vintage Latin Tropical and Cumbia. And that segues us into the rock part of our show this week, with tracks that you brought in.
This is Las Ardillas from Puerto Rico, and this is a song, Donde Están, from their new record, Niña Linda, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Las Ardillas in a little bit.
Los separa la muerte.
Boy, talk about British influences. You could fast forward from that last track that we played, like 35, maybe 40 years. That sounds like The Clash.
Yeah, it's just a very awesome garage rock sound. And, you know, if they sound familiar, it's because, do you remember the Puerto Rican band Davila 666?
Oh, yes. Love those guys.
Okay, so they broke up. And if listeners want to know a little more about Davila 666, check out this. There's this awesome documentary I watched a while ago called In Love With These Times. And it's all about garage rock. And Davila 666 is featured there. Just a great Puerto Rican garage band. And they split up, but a lot of their members formed Las Ardillas, which is like, I mean, it's just a really great band. They're so much fun and rowdy. And I love Las Ardillas. I loved Davila 666.
Davila 666 is noteworthy because they were doing garage rock from an area, from an island that is closely identified with salsa and tropical music, and they represent that schism, that split, even that I experienced in the early 80s. You're either rockero or salsero,
yeah.
You know, and they were strictly on the rockero side and did it very, very well.
Yeah, I think that's changing, though. I think I know a lot of rockeros who are also salseros and merengueros and cumbieros. I always think that Latin audiences are just really eclectic and flexible. One thing we will agree on is that they rock.
Yes, they do. So does this next track. Two chords and a hook, man. Sometimes that's all you need.
We had a listener write in, Manuel Garcia, and he was saying that he doesn't listen to a lot of Latin music, but that he was playing Grand Theft Auto 5, and he had heard Jesse Bulbo from Mexico, who we just heard,
right,
and wanted to know more about Jesse Wulbo. And so I have to be honest, I've never played Grand Theft Auto. I don't really play video games. Actually, I like pinball.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But I guess what happened is that one of the stations that you can pick for Grand Theft Auto 5 was curated by Camilo Lara. And
wow.
It includes Niña Dios, Milkman, and a ton of Mexican artists who are just, some are new, some are older, and it includes Jesse Wulbo. And Jesse Wulbo is like the ultimate rockera. She's pretty awesome. She's like, I don't know who to even, like, early Bikini Kill or something. And she's very, her music is very rowdy, but it's also really funny.
So thanks to listener Manuel Garcia for writing in and wanting to know more about Jesse Wulbo. And now you can get back to Grand Theft Auto. You know, Jasmine, I bet you Manuel would like this next track too.
This is Paloma del Cerro from Argentina featuring Miss Bolivia. And this is Curandero Curando. What do you think of this?
Boy, it almost comes full circle with the vintage stuff I was playing earlier, because it's using some very indigenous, some very tropical, some very local sounds and beats and stuff, and they're mixing it in a very contemporary way. You know, it's like the younger brother, the offspring, rather, of those bands that we were playing earlier. I really like it.
And I should mention, this was sent to us by a listener. One of the coolest parts of doing this show is just having a constant conversation about music and culture with you guys, with our listeners. And it's always so cool when you guys send great music and you're really passionate about it. So And it's such a learning experience. It's the most fun part of this show, really, talking to our listeners, to you guys.
No doubt. And I want to hear more of this song, but we do have to say you can hear this song in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino, and we love talking to our listeners.
And this song will be added to our Alt Latino Radio 24/7 stream of music that we've played on the show. This will fit in nicely. From Washington, D.C., I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst, and I'm in Mexico City. This has been Alt Latino.
Bolivia.